Mama told her baby girl, take it real slow. Girl told her mama, hey, I really gotta go. He's waiting in the car. Mama said, girl, you won't get far. Thus are the dreams of an average Jane. 90 miles an hour down a lover's lane on a tank of dreams. Oh, if she could have only seen that fate's got cards that it don't wanna show, and that boy's just a walk-away Joe, born to be a leaver. Tell you from the word go, destined to deceive her. He's a wrong kind of paradise. She's gonna know it in a matter of time. That boy's just a walk-away Joe. Now just a little while into Abilene, pulls into a station and he robs it clean. She's waiting in the car, oh, underneath the Texaco star. She only wanted love, didn't bargain for this. She can't help but love him for the way he is. She's only 17, and there ain't no reasoning. So she'll ride this ride as far as it can go, 'cause that boy's just a walk-away Joe, born to be a leaver. Tell you from the word go, destined to deceive her. He's a wrong kind of paradise. She's gonna know it. Somewhere in a roadside motel room, alone in the silence, she wakes up too soon and reaches for his arm. But she'll just keep reaching on, for the cold hard truth revealed what I had known. That boy's just a walk away. Born to be a leaver, tell you from the word go, destined to deceive her. He's a wrong kind of paradise, but it was just another lesson in life. That boy was a walk-away Joe.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Derek Dennis. Just released in the Uvalde, Texas school massacre, the city making public a trove of police text messages and videos from that deadly day in 2022, most of it confirming police confusion, chaos, and a deadly delay in getting to the 19 students and two teachers as they were being killed.
This is a nightmare. This is something that you can't put into words.
Brett Cross is the guardian of a 10-year-old who was among the victims. The Pentagon announcing a tactical move ordering the nuclear-powered submarine, the USS Georgia, to the Middle East as a word Iran could attack Israel in days. Analysts say such a Pentagon announcement is rare and a clear message for Iran to back down. And in the race for the White House, former President Trump is accusing his rival, Democrat Kamala Harris, of stealing after she rallied last night in her hometown of San Francisco, California, and touted no taxes on tips for service workers. Trump says Harris is taking credit for one of his ideas. This is ABC News. Researchers warn cancer rates among men are on the rise worldwide, and deaths are expected to nearly double by 2050. It was a husband and wife affair at the movies over the weekend. Here's ABC's Dave Packer.
They may be contemplating a new wing at the Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds household after this weekend's box office. Reynolds' Deadpool and Wolverine holding on to the number one spot, earning another $54.2 million domestically. In the number two spot, his better half, Blake Lively, and her romance, It Ends With Us, surpassing $50 million in its first weekend. Twisters takes third with $15 million. Borderlands with a weak $8 million debut for fourth. Despicable Me 4 rounds out the top five. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The former food service director at a school district near Chicago sentenced to 9 years behind bars for a chicken wing scam. During the pandemic, she ordered over $1 million worth of wings, but kept them for herself. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Tomorrow is primary election day in Wisconsin. One of the races to watch is the Republican primary in the 8th Congressional District, where Donald Trump is endorsing Tony Weed.
This race is all about how important is the Trump endorsement in a primary in Wisconsin, especially in the Green Bay area.
WIS Politics editor J.R. Ross says Roger Roth and his supporters can afford a lot of TV ads while Andre Jacques is busy campaigning door to door.
What wins out? Air power, the Trump endorsement, or this kind of credibility that Andre Jacques has?
Ross speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. Wisconsin wildlife officials expect more deer in the woods this fall. The Department of Natural Resources released its annual deer forecast last week. Mild weather last winter helped more fawns survive the cold weather months. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Roadwork is continuing in both Iron and Vilas counties. US 51 has ongoing construction from County W to Weber Creek Bridge, and is expected to be completed in September of this year. Crews will be replacing and repairing culverts, replacing the curb and gutter, mill and overlay the asphalt pavement, installing centerline rubble strips, and upgrading pavement markings. Motorists will encounter one-lane flagging operations and temporary traffic signals throughout the project. Work is also continuing in Ashland County on Prentice Avenue, from 11th Street East to 6th Street East in Ashland, with crews working on reconstructing part of the roadway, replacing storm sewers and the road base, placing new asphalt pavement, replacing the curb, gutter, and select segments of the sidewalk and sidewalk curb ramps, removing and planting trees, and placing new pavement markings and permanent signs. This is expected to be completed in late October, and Prentice Avenue is closed for the duration of the project. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Packers get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers back home after a 23-10 win over the Browns in Cleveland. Jordan Love threw a 65-yard touchdown and was done for the day. The offense focused on the run game. Backup quarterback Sean Clifford was 10 of 19 for 111 yards, a quarterback rating of just 70.3.
Yeah, I think that take the good, take the bad, and you look at everything, and you never get too high and you never get too low, especially at this position.
Head coach Matt LaFleur.
I thought just his command, his presence, the communication, the urgency in and out of the huddle, I thought was pretty clean.
Baseball, the Brewers and Dodgers open a four-game series tonight at AmFam Field. Clayton Kershaw on the mound for L.A. against the Brewers' Freddy Peralta.
You know, we as a team, we're fine. We're good. And it is what it is, man. We just have to move forward, clean our mind, and get ready for tomorrow and win the series.
The Crew losing to the Reds yesterday 4-3. The Cubs have improved. They've won 8 of their last 10 games. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
Attention outdoor enthusiasts! J&A Service Marine and Power Sports is now open in their new location inside the former Suburban Furniture Building on Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. They service all marine and power sports backed by years of experience. Enjoy summer rentals including boats, wave runners, pontoons, ATVs, and UTVs. Explore their showroom stocked with EGL and BMS dirt bikes, scooters, VV electric bikes, plus, Tail Youth ATV scooters and kids dirt bikes. Gear up with climb and fly performance gear and accessories. Watch for MiroCraft boat sales and service. Taking orders now. Open weekdays 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Weekends by appointment. Complimentary mounting and balance included with any tire purchase from J&A Services Marine and Power Sports, now located at W7361, State Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced last week that its spring waterfowl survey data showed some mixed results. I'll cut to the chase and tell you that the survey showed slightly decreasing but overall stable populations of migratory birds. More details when we return, but first.
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the Onyx Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, Onyx Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust Onyx Hunt.
Welcome back. Data from the Wisconsin DNR's annual spring survey of breeding waterfowl is now available. Despite several species trending lower, the DNR is putting a positive spin on the results and saying that populations are stable. Surveyors estimated the state's breeding duck population to be just over 502,000 birds. That's a 3.7% decrease from the 2023 estimate, but above the long-term average. The mallard breeding population estimate is 146,500 birds. That's nearly 8% lower compared to last year and lower than the long-term average. The wood duck population estimate was just below 97,000 birds, also similar to last year and above the long-term average. And populations are up for Canada geese. They were at 153,000 birds, again similar to last year and significantly higher than the long-term average. On the bright side, the DNR says the wet conditions this summer should have provided solid brood-rearing conditions. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
Northern Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny today, highs in the upper 70s. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm midday to early afternoon. For tonight, slight chance of a thunderstorm, lows around 53. A sprinkle or a light shower on Tuesday, otherwise mostly sunny, and highs near 80.
Right now, it's 55.
98Q Country.
Trio Williams lived down a dirt road. Made homemade wine like nobody I know. I dropped by one Friday night and said, can you help me, Creole? I got a little girl waiting on me and I wanna treat her right. He said, I got what you need, son, as we stepped down in the cellar. He reached through the cobweb as he turned on the light. He said, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. You were sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the driveway. My old heart was racing as you climbed inside. You stood over there close as we drove down to the lake road. The sun fading that big red sky. I reached under the front seat and said, now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those times. It gets sweeter with time. You're still with me, and we've made some memories. After all these years, there's one thing I found. Sunset good love Well, it's like a fine wine. It keeps getting better as the days go by. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom.
When the sun had left and the winter came and the sky fell to only bring the rain, I sat in darkness, all brokenhearted. I couldn't find a day, I didn't feel alone. I never meant to cry, started losing hope. But somehow, baby, you broke through and saved me. You're an angel, tell me you never leave. First thing I know I can't believe in. You're holy, 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 holy. I'm high on loving you, high on loving you. You're holy, 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 holy. I'm high on loving you. From the darkest nights, you're the riverbank where I was baptized, cleansed from the demons that were killing my freedom. Let me lay it down, give me to ya, get you singing, babe, hallelujah. We'll be touching heaven. You're an angel, tell me you're never leaving, 'cause you're the first thing I know I can't believe in. You're holy, 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 holy. I'm high on loving you, high on loving you. You're holy, 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 holy. I'm high on loving you, high on loving you. Saving grace, you're my kind of church. You're holy.
She said, I've seen you in here before. I said, I've been here a time or two. She said, hello, my name is Bobby Joe. Meet my twin sister Betty Lou. And we're both feeling kind of wild tonight. You're the only cowboy in this place. And if you're up for a rodeo, I'll put a big Texas smile on your face. I said, girls, I ain't as good as I once was. I got a few years on me now. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really lay it down. And if you need some love tonight, then I might have just enough. I ain't as good as as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. I still hang out with my best friend Dave. I've known him since we were kids at school. Last night he had a few shots, got in a tight spot, hustling a game of pool with a couple of redneck boys, one great big fat biker man. I heard David yell across the room, "Hey buddy, how about a helping hand?" I said, "Dave, I ain't as good as I once was. My, how the years have flown. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really hold my own. If you wanna fight tonight, guess those boys don't look all that tough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. I used to be hell on wheels back when I was a younger man. Now my body says that you can't do this, boy, but my pride says, oh yes, you can. I ain't as good as I once was. That's just the cold, hard truth. I still throw a few back, talk a little smack when I'm feeling bulletproof. So don't double dog dare me now, 'cause I'd have to call your bluff. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. May not be good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.
Now scanning the country music playlist. I feel like a your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
Usually, old neon lights are pretty good for bad goodbyes. I got some girls off of my mind, but baby, not tonight. 'Cause I've been putting in overtime trying to get over your leaving. You're still right here on my mind. You sure did a number on me. The whiskey don't kill like it's supposed to do. Baby, your memory must be
tried gin, I've tried every last one of them. On heartbreak bottles up on that shelf, but the burn don't work and the buzz don't help. They're taking these shots, 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 80, 90, everything they've got. But the whiskey don't kill like it's supposed to do. Baby, your memory must be bulletproof. All my favorite country songs, yes, they must have got it wrong. Cause I'm still here and you ain't gone. You ain't gone, baby. Oh, oh, you ain't gone, baby. Baby, your memory must be bulletproof.
Mr. Nate Smith has a new song called Bulletproof. And 98Q Country, good Monday. How you doing? 12th day of August, and we've got a good one for you today. Dry weather, pretty much a story today, tomorrow, and into Wednesday. Might see some rain later in the week as we get into Thursday. And Friday, Summer Olympics wrapping up. I think one takeaway that I think is, for me, is pretty certain from the basketball team is this. They were destined... Not destined, they were determined, Steve Kerr was determined, to honor those who were going to be having their last Olympics, because chances are Steph Curry and LeBron James and Kevin Durant, this is it for him. 4 years from now, they're probably not going to be in the league, although LeBron, pulling that George Blanda thing, he might be around until he's like 50 or so. But those three, that was pretty much it for him. So I think the U.S., I really do believe that the U.S. could have won a lot of these games by more points if the younger superstars had played more minutes and been more involved. I'm not saying that LeBron and Steph didn't do a nice job, but they were determined to get those guys and feature them in certain games. Durant had his games, LeBron had his games, Steph Curry, the closeout game at the end, and the younger guys were kind of, you know, they were there playing, but they weren't featured at all for the most part, which I'm all right with. They ended up winning it. Now, if they had lost, of course, people would have been like, well, how come so-and-so and so-and-so didn't play? He only played 7 minutes. That's kind of what that was the theme this year. They were going to feature the guys who were legends. Curry, Durant, LeBron, they're legends. They're all going to the Hall of Fame, and they were going to feature them, and they did enough. They did enough to make it happen. Some other guys struggled a little bit. Joel Embiid, I mean, he had moments, but Drew Holiday did all right, but had struggles. But they got the gold. They got the gold. Featured pet of the week this week for Catkins. How about this? How about a 7-month-old female hound mix dog? A little picture right here, beautiful, with a beautiful dark brindle coat. And just some silly ears. Take a look at Bonsai. Is that B-O-N-S-A? Bonsai. Yeah, 7-month-old female hound mix. CatkinsAnimalRescue.org. I saw they got a couple of, I don't know if they were black labs, but they look like black labs in too. So check it out. If you are in the market for a new dog or cat, check with your local shelter first, CatkinsAnimalRescue.org. We are very excited in a couple of months to be supporting them and doing a fundraiser and asking you, our great listeners, to support Catkins. Stay tuned for more details on that. Big series, Brewers and Dodgers. This is big. This is a couple of the best teams in the National League. They'll go at it 7:10 tonight. We got a 6:35 pregame right here. Twice an hour, we get you news and sports, and we'll get to our birthdays. If you got a birthday, go ahead. Give us a jingle at 715-762-3221. We'll get to our birthday celebrants after our twice an hour news and sports updates.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Just released in the Uvalde, Texas school massacre, the city making public a trove of police text messages and videos from that deadly day in 2022, most of it confirming police confusion, chaos, and a deadly delay in getting to the 19 students and two teachers as they were being killed.
This is a nightmare. This is something that you can't put into words.
Brett Cross is the guardian of a 10-year-old who was among the victims. The Pentagon announcing a tactical move ordering the nuclear-powered submarine the USS Georgia to the Middle East as a word Iran could attack Israel in days. Analysts say such a Pentagon announcement is rare and a clear message for Iran to back down. And in the race for the White House, former President Trump is accusing his rival, Democrat Kamala Harris, of stealing after she rallied last night in her hometown of San Francisco, California, and touted no taxes on tips for service workers. Trump says Harris is taking credit for one of his ideas. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Communities appear to be slow to apply for money to fix up rural roads. The Wisconsin Agricultural Road Improvement Program aims to fix roads damaged by heavy agricultural and logging traffic. The program has given out $50 million this year, and the deadline to apply for the next round of $100 million is the end of September. There are new standards for meat to carry the USDA certified organic label, but farmers have until the end of 2028 to comply. Seth Milstein is a reporter for Sentient Media.
There were various procedures that were just flat out banned in the new standards. Tail docking of cows and gestation crates and farrowing cages for pigs or toe clipping chickens.
Milstein points out the standards affect only farmers who volunteer to have their products certified USDA organic. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Roadwork continues in Oneida County, with grading and paving on Highway 17 from Stevens Street to Pollyanna Road. Crews are working on replacing the asphalt pavement and the curb and the gutter, and are planned to finish up in October of this year. Work is also continuing on Highway 8 from Wisconsin 17 north to County P, with crews working on continuing the paving and continuing the bridge work. The planned end time is September 20th of this year. Traffic will be detoured to County P and Wisconsin 17, and Highway 8 will be closed, so plan accordingly. There will also be a committee of the whole meeting today at 5 p.m. on the third floor of the Park Falls Public Library. They'll be discussing such things as adopting a code of ordinances, paying bills, and a contractor's application, amongst other things. I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Packers get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers back home after a 23-10 win over the Browns in Cleveland. Jordan Love threw a 65-yard touchdown and was done for the day. The offense focused on the run game. Backup quarterback Sean Clifford was 10 of 19 for 111 yards, a quarterback rating of just 70.3.
Yeah, I think that take the good, take the bad, and you look at everything, and you never get too high, and you never get too low, especially at this position.
Head coach Matt LaFleur.
I thought just his command, his presence, the communication, the urgency in and out of the huddle, I thought was pretty clean.
Baseball, the Brewers and Dodgers open a four-game series tonight at AmFam Field. Clayton Kershaw on the mound for L.A. against the Brewers' Freddy Peralta.
You know, we as a team, we're fine. We're good. And it is what it is, man. We just have to move forward, clean our mind, and get ready for tomorrow and win the series.
The Crew losing to the Reds yesterday 4-3. The Cubs have improved. They've won 8 of their last 10 games. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
All right, let's check out some birthdays going on around the area today. Locally, we've got Nicole Zilka, who is celebrating today from the Other Sharps. Nicole, happy birthday to you. Hope it's a good day for you on this 12th day of August. If you're celebrating a birthday today, you get to share your day with Dominique Swain, the actor, the actress, okay. Lolita and Face Off is 44 today. Plaxico Burress, one-time Steeler, Giant, and Jet, wide receiver, spent the 2009 and 10 seasons in jail after being found guilty of criminal possession of a handgun. He had accidentally shot himself in the thigh at a nightclub with that. He's now It's not funny, I know. He's now an NFL analyst, aren't they all? 47. So Mike, all the former players, all from across, they're all on somewhere talking, which was kind of cool, I guess. But Plaxico Burress is a pretty good receiver, though. Casey Affleck, Ben's brother, he won a Best Actor Oscar for Manchester by the Sea in 2017. He's 49 today. Rebecca Gayhart, the actress from Jawbreaker, Urban Legend, 52. Pete Sampras, tennis great. I guess when you say Pete Sampras, I think of one of the guys who just had a really just overwhelmingly fast serve. And he would just blow people away with that. He's 53, Pete Sampras. Yvette Nicole Brown, the actress from TV's The Odd Couple, Community, and Drake and Josh, is 53. Peter Krause, the TV actor from Parenthood and 6 Feet Under, Sports Night, is 59. Danny Shirley, the Confederate Railroad Band member, is 66 today. George Hamilton, the perpetually tanned actor. That's a good... If you had four words to describe you, if you were one of these celebrities, with the perpetually tanned actor. He co-starred with Connie Francis in Where the Boys Are and Rod Stewart. Have an ex-wife in common. He's portrayed Hank Williams and Evel Knievel in the movies. George Hamilton is 85 today. Buck Owens, singer, guitarist, Mr. Hee-Haw, well known, of course, as one of the Pickers and Grinners, him and Roy Clark, legendary Hee-Haw host, born on, he's got a tiger by the tail. Buck Owens, his real name is Elvis, A-L-V-I-S. Good choice on the, not that that's a bad name, but Buck, yeah. 1929, he was born. Buck Owens passed in 2006. Porter Wagoner, Country Music Hall of Famer, an early Dolly Parton duet partner, passed away of lung cancer back in 07, born on this day, 1927. And Cecil B. DeMille, the pioneering Hollywood filmmaker, born on this day, 1881. He passed back in 1959. So happy birthday anniversary if it's a big one for you today.
All day long.
My Country Station.
98 Q Country.
Party in slow motion out here in the
a slide. Can't beat the heat, so let's take a ride on the pontoon. Making waves and catching rays up on the roof. Jumping out the back door.
Like this world spinning faster than it did in the old days. So naturally we have more natural disasters from the strain of a fast pace. Sunday was a day of rest. Now it's one more day for progress. On the porch drinking ice cold cherry coke, where everything is black and white. I'm picking on the sixth string. People pass by and you call them by their first name. Watching the clouds roll by. Trees as the wind blows. That's when I climb up here on this mountain to look through God's window. Now I can't fly, but I got 2 feet to get me high up here. Above on the porch drinking ice cold cherry coke, where everything is black and white. Picking on the sixth string. People pass by and you call them by their first name. Watching the clouds roll by. Bye bye. On the porch drinking ice cold cherry coke, where everything is black and white. Picking on the sixth string when people pass by and calling by the first name. Watching the clouds roll by. Thank you.
98Q Country.
Somebody save me, me from myself. Has been so long living in hell. They say my lifestyle is bad for my health. It's the only thing that seems to help. All of this drinking and smoking is hopeless, but feel like it's all that I need. Something inside of me's broken. I hold on to anything that sets me free. I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. So damaged beyond repair. Life has shattered my hopes and my dreams. I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. I'm so damaged beyond repair. Life has shattered my hopes and my dreams.
Missing the moon. There were no shooting stars to use wishing on you. And all of my sorrows, I just washed them down. It's the only peace I've ever found.
All of this drinking and smoking is hopeless, but feel like it's all that I need. Something inside of me's broken. I hold on to anything that sets me free.
IDAQ Country, and boy, he's good, isn't he? Something about Jelly, is just something about him. And we hope and pray that personally he's good, because he's admitted he's got issues. And hopefully he's good, because, man, the songs he does are just so, it's not so much, I mean, he's got a good voice, but what makes a difference is just, you can feel the genuine emotion when he sings, and that's what makes a good country singer. Jelly Roll, 98Q Country. I just got a note here about the blood supply in Wisconsin being at a critically low level right now. Everybody's busy in the summer doing stuff, and they just don't get the blood donors they normally do. In fact, I just got an email talking about the blood supply, like, just moments ago. So we got a blood drive going on tomorrow at St. Anthony's Catholic Church, the Padua Center, from noon until 5. You folks in Phillips, I got a blood drive happening a week from today, Monday, the 19th, at the First Presbyterian Church on Avon Avenue. That'll be from 11 to 5. You folks down in Prentice, you got one coming up a week from tomorrow, the 20th. That'll be held at right on Railroad Avenue at the Recreational Center. So a lot of chances for you to give blood. You can check out redcrossblood.org for all of the locations and opportunities for you to help out and give blood. Your weekend, that was a good. Mine was busy, I'll just say that. Combination of a lot of stuff changing here at the radio station. And my wife left yesterday. Twice a year, my wife goes and spends some time with her girlfriends, couple from high school, and it's a great thing. But now that we have a dog that is a wonderful little guy, a little pug, but he has some separation issues from my wife. Because when we rescued this dog, my wife was the first kind of to take him under her wing for the first week or so. And so my wife is our dog's idol, and rightly so. She's my idol too. But whenever she leaves, we think we got it under control. You know what I'm talking about. You got a dog or cat, and you try to go somewhere, and it's just like, how's this going to go? What are we going to do? Are we going to put the dog in the friend? Are we going to put in a kennel? What are we going to do? Well, our dog would do probably not good anywhere except the house. And now we found through the help of our local vet, a medication that will settle our dog down a little bit, so he's not quite obsessed with the fact that my wife is gone. We've developed little tricks of how my wife leaves the house when she goes that will distract our dog for a while. But the good news is the morning guy got a good night's sleep. We got a full night's sleep thanks to the medication from our local vets. We appreciate we have found a dose that has made everyone happy. And our dog is doing good, we hope, this morning. The dog is currently at home with my son. So we'll get an update on that maybe tomorrow morning on how that's going right now.
Hello, this is Meredith Heckman, and I'm running for county clerk. I would be honored if you would vote for me this Tuesday so that I may serve you in the coming years. This message has been bought and paid for by Meredith Heckman for county clerk.
Hi, I'm Lily Miller. I will be a senior this fall at Phillips High School. As a public service announcement, I would like to remind all Price County residents the importance of voting in the primary election Tuesday, August 13th. Most local partisan races will be determined in August, so November might be too late to support your candidate. And while you're at the ballot box, if you would be so kind to please vote for my mom, Marina Miller, for county treasurer, that would be cool too. Thank you for your consideration, and don't forget to vote August 13th.
This message was authorized and paid for by me, Marina Miller, for Price County Treasurer.
Save big money on pressure-treated lumber for your outdoor project at Menards. Menards has the best in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber, decking, and fencing. All easy to load in our drive-through lumber yard. Choose from our huge inventory and build your project to last. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our fence and deck design programs in store or online at Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Flo here from Progressive to tell you how you get more than great savings with us. You get customer service access through our mobile app, online chat, or by phone.
That's a lot of ways I can get in touch with you. I see what's going on here. You can't name favorites, but I'm your number one customer.
Actually, we offer all our customers these ways to contact us.
Uh-huh. I'm sure you give just any customer your personal
company
contact info.
Well, you did call us more than any other customer this year. So in that sense, you are our number one customer.
Get help from Progressive through the website, app, chat, or phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Taco Bell's new cheesy street chalupas have a lot going for them. For one, they come in pairs, both with your choice of shredded chicken or grilled marinated steak. Then there's the cheesy chalupa shells and creamy jalapeno ranch sauce. Can't count those out either. But the star of the show is their authentic street style, topped with onions and cilantro, and perfectly sized for eating one-handed. You know, while you're walking around the street or your living room, wherever. Grab some cheesy street chalupas at a participating Taco Bell today.
For a limited time only while supplies last.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood would. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Protect your livelihood with a livestock risk protection policy through Ag Country Farm Credit Services. With an LRP policy, you're covered if the market price unexpectedly drops for fed cattle, feeder cattle, or swine. Coverage options range from 70 to 100%. Get an LRP policy from a team that knows agriculture. Contact your local Ag Country office to learn more. Ag Country, focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender and provider.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northern Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny today. Highs in the upper 70s. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm midday to early afternoon. For tonight, slight chance of a thunderstorm. Lows around 53. A sprinkle or a light shower on Tuesday. Otherwise mostly sunny. And highs near 80.
Currently 56 degrees.
This is great.
Oh, that's so great.
Great.
It's the best radio station.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes.
Ah, this is Kenny Chesney.
Just say we did, just to feel alive.
I love it.
I love it.
I just love it.
98 Q Country.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98 Q Country.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Just released in the Uvalde, Texas school massacre investigation, police body cam footage, officer text messages, and 911 calls from that deadly day. One call from Armando Ramos, a man identifying himself as the uncle of the shooter, asking to intervene to try and stop the gunfire.
He does listen to me. Everything I tell him, he does listen to me.
Most of what was released confirming police confusion, chaos, and a deadly delay in